Mullaney versus St. Paul Fire and Marine.
Morning.
Morning.
May it please the court. My name is Marty Dolan. I represent Don Mullaney. Don Mullaney was a police officer who was permanently injured when he was on duty as a police officer for the Village of Bridgeview. He made an underinsured claim with the Village of Bridgeview after filing suit against a third-party tortfeasor. St. Paul, in order to protect their subrogation rights, entered into an agreement by paying Mr. Mullaney $250,000, and we proceeded with the arbitration. I want to make 3 points. St. Paul agreed to arbitrate this case before 3 lawyers in arbitration. In that agreement, we presented evidence and had a hearing, had a trial. Our submission of evidence and damages went beyond the policy limit of $2 million. In the end, the arbitration panel awarded Mr. Mullaney $1.5 million. Subsequent to that award, St. Paul refused to pay the full amount. They claimed that they could withhold $250,000 as a set-off in that they paid subrogation rights. And that's the issue we have today. In the agreement, St. Paul, by way of the award, agreed that the panel of lawyers would assess the damages and they would pay. And in the award itself, it says St. Paul will pay to Mr. Mullaney and see the itemization of damages. St. Paul claims that the set-off is allowed under their policy, and we say it's not. And if they wanted to bring the set-off into the hearing, they should have brought it before the panel. St. Paul also claims that Mr. Mullaney's receiving a double recovery, and he's not.
Why isn't he? If the total that the arbitrators found was $1.5 million, total damages.
Your Honor.
And if he's already got $250,000.
The reason is this. The set-off provision in the policy says that the limits of coverage are reduced by $250,000, the amount they paid, not the award. The award was $1.5 million. There's already a built-in protection in the policy that Mr. Mullaney, when he entered that hearing, could never get more than $1.75 million. And I would agree with that. So there's built-in protection that he cannot receive a double recovery in that their own policy says the limits of coverage are reduced by the $250,000. That's why. So we have an award by a panel that says to pay, for St. Paul to pay, $1.5 million. The disagreement I had with the district court was that they determined that the total value should be reduced by the $250,000. My disagreement is that the limits of coverage is reduced by $250,000. So simply, we enter the hearing full well knowing that $250,000 is already reduced from the policy. And I accept that. And we went into the hearing. I tried the case, and we were awarded by an analysis of the damages by the 3 lawyers of the panel for St. Paul to pay $1.5 million, and it's clear on the face of the award.
Was the panel advised that you already had $250,000?
We don't know that. It wasn't advised at the hearing. We don't know that. We walk into the hearing.
Oh, there's 3 lawyers. They probably knew that.
I would guess that they would have. I would guess that they would have. All we want is to be paid the full amount of the award. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Morrissey.
Please, court. My name is Charles Morrissey. I represent the appellee, St. Paul Fire Marine Insurance Company. They've gotten the entire award, Judge. Keep in mind, they're seeking what Illinois law specifically condemns, not just in the insurance context, but in every legal context. They're seeking a double recovery. Arbitration is a matter of contract. It's a fundamental rule. The courts should not give the arbitrators, and the arbitrators did not exercise any more power than that arbitration clause granted them.
If the arbitrators would have found that the damages were $3 million, sir, what would the recovery have been?
$1.75 million.
Right. Okay. Because you've taken the $250, that's been paid off the policy limits.
That's correct. But what counsel neglects to inform the court is that twice, not once, twice in the uninsured motorist portion of this policy is a non-duplication clause. That clause says, in no event shall an insured receive payment twice under this agreement. They paid him the $250,000. The arbitrators were not authorized to decide an issue of coverage. The issue was never before them.
So the policy has a reducing clause and a non-duplication clause?
That's correct, Judge.
Okay. Neither of which is at issue in this litigation because we're concerned about what was required to be arbitrated and what the scope of the arbitration was.
Absolutely.
Which is damages and not payment or coverage.
Exactly. But it is important to recognize, to the extent they're saying the policy didn't allow for this, and Judge Gottschall, in her order opinion, noted there's just adds in the Johnson case, which should control here. It's the only Illinois decision on point. There's no persuasive indication the Illinois Supreme Court would decide this differently. In that case, same clause, court found the same thing. Court, the arbitration panel was only there to decide whether the insured was legally entitled to recover damages from the underinsured tortfeasor and the amount of those damages. That's all they were empowered to do. The law says we shouldn't broaden by implication or construction an arbitration clause. We ask that you not do it here. I mentioned a moment ago the Johnson case. It is directly on point. The appellant cites another case called the Zimmerman case. The cases do not conflict. That case involved a payment arbitration clause. By way of background, there are two types of arbitration clauses in this type of coverage. There is the narrow clause, which is at issue here, and then there is the broad clause, which the industry on their own has decided to create. The Zimmerman line of cases involved the broad clause, which requires all of the issues to be decided before the arbitration panel. The narrow clause, which is at issue here, involves exactly what was created by the Illinois underinsured and uninsured motorist statute, and that only requires a finding of damages. The waiver arguments that have been advanced are not supported factually. Judge Gottschall, in her opinion, noted that the analysis by the appellant below in his briefs was convoluted on this issue. Clearly, Rule 4 says no issue of coverage will be decided by this arbitration panel unless the parties expressly consent to it. There's no express consent here on the record. Thus, there can be no waiver. Every provision that discusses what the arbitrators are empowered to do in the AAA rules refers at the end, to the extent it's unclear, that nothing in this provision shall conflict with Rule 4, which will control. The appellant is seeking $1.75 million for a claim where his damages were valued at $1.5 million. Clearly, it's a double recovery situation. Double recoveries are condemned under Illinois law. The arbitration panel properly decided the issues before it, and we ask that you affirm the district court.
Thank you, Mr. Morrissey. Mr. Dolan, how much time? You have 6 minutes, Mr.
I'll be brief. The arbitration award says that St. Paul has to pay Donald Mullaney $1.5 million. That's what it says. We're not asking for a double recovery here. The evidence in this case by the neurosurgeon, the economist, show that his damages may have been over $2 million. Can never work again. The built-in protection for St. Paul, so he doesn't receive a double recovery, is the reduction from the $2 million, which I agree with. They just don't like the award. But the panel says they have to pay, It's exactly right on the award. Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement. And